of today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3, Thursday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free lines. For all your voiceover IP needs, head over to packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 allows you to bring up whatever you want. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com. We start things out here in this hour by going to the phones to Matthew in Massachusetts on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind, sir?
All right. Just calling about the fact that I had a Keeling and I, while we were heading home one night, had an interesting run-in with a cop where he pulled up. Keeling was driving, and the cop pulled us over because he thought that, and this is his word, that he had swerved a little bit while she was pulling into the other lane.
So he thought she might have been drunk.
Okay, yeah, that was one thing, and he was examining her car with the flashlight, everything like that. And the thing is she pulled over. There was no evidence of. There was nothing. It was just normal. She was pulling into the other lane. And she was changing lanes, and there was nothing abnormal about it. It was obviously an excuse to pull us over.
I see. Why would he pick you?
I have no idea, but we do have some libertarian bumper stickers.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Okay.
Something involving, the Jefferson quote of being suspicious of government and free state project stickers, so I don't know.
Right, so but, libertarian bumper stickers in the state of Massachusetts, Mark. I could understand how that might get you pulled over.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, but it was often suspicious because she was driving fine. It was just a normal night on the way back, and it'd be one thing if she did kind of swerve suddenly or something like that or some strange thing, but there was nothing.
So what happened as a result? Anything?
We fought it and won, and but it was just a big pain in the
What was the charge? I missed that.
The charge. Well, she was ticketed, and the charge was for improper lane change.
She was ticketed for that?
Swerving a little.
For improper lane change.
Hmm. What was the fine on that?
Was it $45, something like that?
So you actually went to court over this.
Hmm. Well, it's not really court. It's more, you just sit down in a room with a magistrate and then with some cop, high-ranking cop, and they just go over it with you.
Yeah,
so it's
and,
not really court.
And,
it's more
and,
of a...
In Massachusetts, you don't actually get to have the cop that was there
really
present unless you appeal it, from what I understand. Hmm. You can appeal the magistrate's decision. So, whatever the ticket is, it has nothing to do with the Constitution, where it says you can, if it's more than $20, you can have a trial of your peers. No, you don't get one.
So how did
you
win?
You don't get to see the equipment that was involved. You don't get to see the accuser. None of that stuff.
How is it that you won this?
Well, we just sat there, and I as a witness, I said she used her directional. There was nothing different about this lane change, I testified that Keeling is a great driver, mm-hmm. and she has a great record, and we just got off
wow.
the ticket.
Wait a second. Now you went in front of this magistrate and this high-ranking police officer, as you said, and. They let you off in this case?
Yeah.
Really?
Was there any words did you get any words from the judge as to...
The magistrate, the judge is a magistrate, but the magistrate said, and then the cop was the one who said, obviously the officer wasn't very, didn't find this a very important case, so I have no real... interest in pursuing it, and that was pretty much the words.
How is it obvious that the officer didn't find it important because he wasn't there? I thought they didn't have to be.
No. He said because of the ticket wasn't a very big fine.
Huh.
So
had it been worth more? Had it been worth more, they wouldn't have let you go.
Yeah, I guess I have no idea. It was just something. I took the day off of work to do it.
Yeah.
And it was just a big inconvenience, and it was frustrating being on the highway at that. You know, it's like, and having people buzz by, and it's just.
Can you understand? Last hour, Matthew, we read a blog post from one of our listeners explaining why he, in his words, hates the police. Can you understand where he's coming from on that, as general as it is and unfair as it is to the few, to the good cops that are out there?
Yeah, I do. I do understand that because I feel a lot of what he feels. I do not like most police officers. I know one that I actually who is a cop from where Kayleen works, who's actually calls himself a libertarian and is a very nice gentleman. But outside of that, I've had nothing but bad experiences with
cops. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I wish it didn't have to be that way. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, have a good night.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Steve in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guy.
Hey, what's on your mind, Steve?
I've been following Alex Jones. I started with 9/11, and I've been hooked ever since, of course.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Well, Chillicothe is 35,000, Chillicothe, Ohio.
Okay.
Okay. And this little paper that we get, it's a little advertiser that goes around once a week. Check this out. It says counterterrorism training.
Yeah.
These positions are to protect subcontractors overseas. Must have military or police experience. Be willing to commit 3 90-day tours overseas.
Mm-hmm.
$168,000 to $220,000 per year, 8% tax exempt.
Wow. Sounds like the...
They're paying pretty good for mercenaries over there.
Yeah, it sounds like the Mercs. Who's that? Was that Blackwater?
Border Agents, ZoomShare.com.
Hmm. So you're
In a small town like this, I mean, come on.
I haven't heard any advertisements like that. I wonder what you guys have going on that everybody else doesn't.
Well, I just... I was going to... fax this to Alex or to you guys or whoever. Alex would get it, right?
I don't know. You'll have to call him. This isn't the Alex Jones show.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, I got you.
So, I don't know what the relevance of it is. I mean, somebody's looking to hire some mercenaries.
Yeah, and by the sounds of it, they're going to pay them very, very well.
Right, I mean, that we get
sounds like they're going to be doing some dangerous stuff.
We get a weekly ad paper around here. I just don't read the thing. I mean, for all I know, there's an ad in there for it.
Well, it's to protect the subcontractors.
Okay.
They're building all the, headquarters over there so we can be over there permanently.
Right. Yeah, it's bad news. I mean, you're certainly not getting any disagreement from us on the Iraq war. I think it needs to end. We need to bring everybody home. But, I mean, hey, if they want to hire somebody at $200,000 a year, that's their business, I guess.
Yeah, I just want to call my wife taxpayers' money. Anyway, we got all kind of money.
Oh, I guess that is. I guess it would be taxpayers' money. You think?
Yeah, sure, it's government.
Okay, good observation.
Yeah, just real quick on the cop thing.
Yeah.
If you go with a negative, and you look at the fellow man as being, they're bad. They look at people as, what are they doing wrong?
Yeah.
Not what they're doing right. What they're doing wrong, that sets up a mentality, and they can kind of get molded to that character. And that's why the solution to that is to move police around. Don't keep them on the, put them in the office for a while.
Well, the solution is to end the war on drugs and to end all these silly, nonviolent, consensual crimes that we have out there. That way they can't look for things like that you're doing wrong, because it won't be so-called wrong anymore.
I think he's right, too. It's a tough job that's hard on your brain, and I've said that over and over again, that it's very difficult to work
negative,
with.
Negative. It's all negative.
Yeah, the kind of people that they work with day in and day out. And not get jaded.
I agree with you, Steve, that they are constantly looking for things to charge you with, and it's just not a good mindset, especially when you're supposedly protecting and serving us. It's just not how it works out. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't feel protected, nor do I feel served when it comes to the police being around. I feel scared. And I don't have drugs in my car, but I feel scared anyways because I know they can do virtually anything if you cross them. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines, that's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give them away, and that does include the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention style in historic Concord, New Hampshire, with some of the program taking place in the State House Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And speaking of New Hampshire, this, of course, unfortunately, not so good, not so great news about New Hampshire. Newt Gingrich was in town recently. And really, it's not about New Hampshire. It just happens to be where this took place.
Happens to be in Manchester.
Mm-hmm. He was there speaking at some sort of a forum on the First Amendment and said some pretty, well, stunning things, according to InfoWars and also Keith Olbermann at MSNBC. The quote from Gingrich, here's a few excerpts from Newt Gingrich's speech. Now, remember, this man is considering a run for president in 2008. So just to kind of give you a look into his mindset, which really isn't any different from any of the other neocon mindsets in Washington, D.C. They're just interchangeable, these guys. George Bush, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, all one in the same.
I thought Newt was very fiscally conservative, and I didn't think that he had much as far as a social schedule, but apparently he does.
Oh, yeah, he does. Here he goes. This is him. My prediction to you is that either before we lose a city, or if we're truly stupid after we lose a city, we will adopt rules of engagement that use every technology that we can find to break up their capacity to use the internet, to break up their capacity to use free speech. Now, when he's saying there, I presume he means the terrorists.
The terrorists.
And
Al-Qaeda. The Taliban. God knows who.
And to go after the people that want to kill us, to stop them recruiting before they get to reach out and convince young people to destroy their lives while destroying us. Using the collectivist terminology of us as though he's speaking for all of us in America here. As though that the terrorists are going to reach out to young Americans? Is that what he means? Convince young people to destroy their lives while destroying us? I mean, what kind of scare tactics are these? Are we really under a great threat from young people in America becoming terrorists?
I haven't seen it happen, but I guess there's been a few converts that would be so. I mean, they're trying to paint Padilla that way.
Mm-hmm. That one guy, that American Taliban guy from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that white kid that they found over in Afghanistan.
Right.
But he wasn't exactly a terrorist. He was fighting on the side of, somebody.
Yeah, he'd chosen sides.
Yeah.
From whatever his personal beliefs were. But nonetheless, he's talking about breaking up their capacity to use free speech. Now, of course, he doesn't get into details as to what that means, but if you're going to break up a potential terrorist's free speech, he's talking about breaking it up before they... I'm not really sure what the parameters here are. If you're breaking up somebody's freedom of speech, you might as well be breaking up everybody's freedom of speech. And breaking up anyone's freedom of speech should be something that Americans should really start to perk up at. Huh? You want to stop the Nazis from having free speech? No. I may disagree with everything the Nazis believe in, but I certainly believe that they should be free to speak out about it on government public property.
Yeah, you really can't limit someone else's speech without having your own limited. Obviously if the terrorists want to speak in some way that I wouldn't necessarily speak in, like Allah is great, let's kill all the Americans or something like that. Mm-hmm. If they want to say that, then I'm limited from saying those same things if somehow we go after these people for those kind of things. And the little path is further. We're traveled farther down the path.
Right. They may not come after you first, Mark, but what they might do is implement. He's very, very vaguely suggesting, saying, break up their capacity to use the internet. Well, that would mean that if there was some sort of a video, say, by Al-Qaeda that said, Allah wants you to kill Americans, that they would try to maybe block the websites that were hosting that video. Maybe label certain websites that hosted that video as un-American and off-limits to American people. Maybe institute some sort of internet service provider restrictions to where ISPs must block like the no-fly list for people. Well, the no-access list for websites. I mean, how far are we from this? Not far.
It seems like that would be a relatively easy thing to implement, actually.
Well, so that's some
of
the things.
Of course, they just change the websites.
Yes, they would. It's silly, but of course the concept is what matters. The idea that the government can control and will start controlling the internet.
Correct.
Is the scary part. The idea that perhaps if they spot a website they don't like, they might actually have the authority to go and physically shut it down. Perhaps go after the hosting provider to perhaps scare. Because when you run a website like the Free Talk Live site, it's not running out of our living room. It's running out of a server rack somewhere in Texas by a very, you know, professional company that does this for a living. Well, if it turns out that there's some new law that's passed that says, well, if you've got terrorist stuff on your website, we're going to shut you down. And then the feds come in and raid the site in Texas or one of these major server operations. These people are going to get scared.
Sure.
They just want to do business. They just want to make money off of providing internet service or a web service to clients. And they're not going to take the risk because one client's in there amongst a bunch of clients that are legit. One of them's got a terrorist website. They're going to exclude, they're going to start doing the bidding of the government because they don't want to be shut down.
Yeah, they just want to make money and be able to take care of their families and, you know, live a good life.
They'd like to stand up for free speech, but that's not really their job.
No. And so, well, I would say at that point, though, that the terrorist organization, and I hesitate to use that, the free speech organization, the organization that's practicing its free speech, will just move its server to India.
Sure.
Or South America. South America is probably not a good idea. They're more likely to, you know, have some kind of reciprocal thing going. But, you know, Southeast Asia.
He goes on with some pretty scary quotes here. I want to suggest to you right now that we should impaneling people to look seriously at this level of supervision that we would never dream of if it were not for this scale of this threat.
Ah, things have changed since 9/11.
Things have changed since 9/11, and now we never would have dreamed of this before, but it's time, America. It's time for a level of supervision that we would have never dreamed of. What does that mean? Hello, George Orwell.
You know, I gotta say, hey out there, all Republican, ex-Republicans that, you know, dream of the mid-90s when we were trying to shrink the size of government, please don't vote for Newt Gingrich. Please don't.
But they're all going to be. It doesn't matter if it's Newt or it's John McCain or it's Jeb Bush or whoever it is that the Republican choice
Giuliani's
is going to be
possibility, I guess.
In 2008. It won't matter who it is. They're all going to have this, well, we've got to protect America at whatever cost mindset. And so are the Democrats. Look at the Democrats. They're now in charge, but yet they seem to be doing anything but coming up with an exit plan for Iraq. Why? You opposed it before, but now
yeah,
you don't?
It got you in office.
That's good enough. That was it. Game
all
over.
Matters, yeah.
Now they got 2 years to kick back and pass some minimum wage increases.
Now they got a plan is go big, go long, or go home. Go home's only one of the two choices.
800-259-9231. Another scary quote from this man who's running for, who may be running for president here, Newt Gingrich, here in a moment. 800-259-9231 with your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Plus, the Supreme Court on global warming. It's all coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com. How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing.
Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit Bedfan.com. That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. James Dean, French food, playing hooky. All bad things that are oh so good. But, like the little girl with a curl on her forehead, bad gasoline is horrid. When I come back, I'll tell you why.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindAShop.com.
BG.
You may get crepe Suzette out of your system by exercising, but bad gasoline in your car's system does long-lasting damage. As gasoline evaporates, it deposits harmful sludge which interacts with metals in your car's fuel system, causing gas to go rancid. Stale gas looks cloudy, smells like paint thinner, and gunks up your car's fuel injectors. Like too much French food clogs your arteries. So do what James Dean would. Go heavy on the Bernays sauce, but keep your tank filled with fresh gas. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll free line. For you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there, completely free, including updates. You get clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the updates list, head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get added to it. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about Newt Gingrich's comments earlier this week, I believe it was, at some sort of a dinner honoring the sanctity of the First Amendment, Newt Gingrich gets on the stage, who, by the way, may be running for president in 2008, and trashes the First Amendment by saying that things like...
Well, it was valuable beforehand, but now things have changed.
Now the rules of engagement have changed, and now we need to break up their capacity to use the Internet, break up their capacity to use free speech, go after people who want to kill us, etc., etc. He's talking about controls on the Internet, on websites that the government might deem, say, unfriendly. Maybe Free Talk Live, possibly. I mean, we're a dissenting voice here
six nights a week.
Maybe your website, maybe your blog site, maybe you say something anti-government, something they don't like, and you get put on the blacklist, which is a possibility. Now, there is no blacklist yet, but how hard is it for them to come up with the idea? We just came up with it, and we're not mad power freaks trying to control people. In fact, this guy isn't even in office. Newt Gingrich?
Yeah.
He's not in office
right
now.
Anything.
He's just talking about what he would like to do. Just wait till he tastes the power again, Mark. Wait until he gets elected. And then he's got the power. Then he'll go really crazy with it. Now he's just throwing out ideas. And of course, it's certainly possible for anybody who's in office to co-opt these ideas and take them as their own and institute them on the American public. But let's go on with his vision for America. He says... I want to suggest to you right now that we should be impaneling people. I don't know what impaneling means, but that's what he said. To look seriously at a level of supervision that we would never dream of if it were not for this scale of threat. It's a serious long-term war, and it will lead us to want to know what is said in every suspect place in the country. It will lead us to learn how to close down every website that is dangerous.
Hmm.
So
that's
how
just ominous.
Yeah, how do you become a suspect place? How do you become a dangerous website? Who will be the individual or group of individuals to make the decision as to what constitutes a dangerous website?
The same people that are deciding what constitutes pornography, I would imagine. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does this scare you a little bit? This kind of talk?
Not just pornography, but obscene material.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Because this isn't going to be... I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The 2008 campaigns have barely even gotten started yet. We've yet to really hear the saber-rattling of these people, these candidates. We've yet to really hear their totalitarian vision for America. I mean, this is just a little taste of the future. Supervision, a level of supervision we would never have dreamed of if it were not for this scale of threat. We want to know what will be said in every suspect place in the country and close down every website that's dangerous. It doesn't seem to be, to me, that it would be that difficult to label a website as dangerous. If you're the government, anything that can threaten your power could be labeled dangerous.
Yeah, it's a short road to that.
So it is not very hard to imagine that Free Talk Live, the libertarian movement, the Advocates for Self-Government, the Free State Project, a lot of these organizations that are devoted to cutting down the size of government could be very easily labeled as dangerous. Now, we're not dangerous to Americans. We're dangerous to the government. We're dangerous to the status quo, and we're dangerous to the way things are. And the government doesn't care about protecting Americans. The government cares about protecting itself and its image. And the image of the government is, look at us, we're the heroes, we're the ones protecting you.
We're keeping you safe, people.
And these free staters, these Free Talk Live listeners and activists, these people are talking about hurting your government. These people are talking about making it so we can't protect you anymore, and that makes them dangerous. Am I really just out of line here? Am I suggesting crazy talk? What do you think? 800-259-9231. Keith Olbermann had Jonathan Turley from George Washington University on his show to weigh in on this, and I think Mr. Turley's comments are pretty appropriate. He says this could actually happen. The First Amendment is an abstraction, and when you put it up against the idea of incinerating millions of people, there will be millions of citizens that respond like some Pavlovian response and just deliver up their rights.
Yeah.
We've already seen it happening.
We've
had people call this show and essentially beg for their rights to be taken away.
Well, but what about the terrorists? What are you going to do?
And it's,
what if we're attacked?
It's just amazing to hear it happen. It's amazing to hear Americans who at one time, many of them consider themselves conservatives, who at one time would have been advocating for smaller government, say, no, no, it's okay, now we need bigger government. Now is the time for bigger government because we're scared.
Well, you know, and these are the same people that would sing Land of the Free and Home of the Brave. It'd roll right off their
tongues. They'll still sing it.
Yeah.
They'll still sing Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, even as they're being watched over by their overlord.
Absolutely. It's amazing how the mind can just lie to itself like that.
Turley says, people don't seem to appreciate that you really can't save a constitution by destroying it. He says, what you see here is, I think, the insatiable appetite that has developed amongst certain leaders for controlling American society. We saw that with John Ashcroft not long after 9/11 when he said that critics were aiding and abetting terrorists. There's this insatiable appetite that develops when you feed absolute power to people like Gingrich. And I would posit that it happens when you feed power to anybody. Gingrich just happens to be the one, the politician of the moment. Anyway, he says, and people should not assume that these are just going to be fringe candidates and that this will never happen. Fear does amazing things to people, and it can cause sort of a self-mutilation in a democracy. Of course, this is a representative republic, where we give up the very things, the very rights that define us, and theoretically the very things that we're defending. So, as we roll into the 2008 presidential season, what's going to change in America? Is the face of the debate going to shift in a radically different direction? Are we going to see...
Which rights should we minimize here?
Are we going to see a libertarian candidate possibly come to the forefront and actually get some press attention? Is that even a remote possibility? Or are we yet again going to see... I mean, what is... You've got 2 years. The Democrats have 2 years to get some stuff so-called done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can pretty much bet that they're not going to be pulling troops out of Iraq. So that's going to bum the Democrats out that voted for the Democrats. The people that voted for the idea that maybe there was a chance they'd end this whole Iraq war thing. Probably not going to happen. So the Democrats are going to be disappointed. The Republicans are going to be once again talking about how, okay, we've gotten back to principle, we're okay again, and we're going to have less government. Just elect Newt Gingrich for less government.
I'm not sure about the Democrats in Iraq. I think that to some extent the media, the big boys in the media are Democrats. And they will do with Iraq what they did with Bosnia-Herzegovina.
What do you mean?
Ignore it. Suddenly Iraq will become less of an issue.
You think?
Americans were dying in Bosnia-Herzegovina.
True.
So, that you know, in that case,
but it wasn't as much of a war.
Okay.
I don't know.
It wasn't as much of a war.
Yeah.
But...
It's an interesting suggestion.
I just think that, the Democrats will do something about troop movements and size and that kind of thing, and then, you know, their friends in the media will say, we'll stop paying attention to this, and they'll go on to something else.
I'm just curious as to what's going to happen in the 2008 campaign. I mean, how is it going to play out? If the Democrats haven't pleased their base,
mm-hmm.
then they're going to have very upset base. The Republicans are, a lot of the Republicans are still going to be kind of questioning whether or not they should continue voting for Republicans. They're going to be a little confused. I think it's going to be a ripe opportunity for libertarians to recruit more people. Do I think the libertarian candidate's going to win? No. Do I think that we could get more attention than ever? Yes. If Doug Stanhope is the elected libertarian presidential candidate.
Yeah, I think he's a good choice.
He is a comedian. He is nationally known by a lot of people. And I really believe that a personality like him is our best shot in 2008 to get even a little bit of attention. More on the way. You take control. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free. Even in these remaining moments, the Thursday edition, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, packet 8, toll free lines. 1-800-259-9231. You want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should vote for the show. Actually, wait a minute. Today's the last day of the month, isn't it?
Yeah. You should vote tonight.
Yeah, well, you should vote later, after I send the update. And we'll give you the details on that. Also, you can amp Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. The credit card form is down still for the moment, but if you can sign up, you can still sign up via PayPal. It's very simple. We give you all the features on the Free Talk Live website for free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you money for theirs. We give them all away up front, though we do ask that you voluntarily support us. If you like the show, you want to help spread the show to new radio stations, get on more internet affiliates and get more internet listeners, the AMP program is the way to do it. It's working. Head over and learn more, amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access as an amplifier to some special features like the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only forums, classic archives, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. It's very simple. We take the money in, $3 a month, all we ask, and we turn it around into advertising for the show. Get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, let's go to the Supreme Court. Global warming. What is going on?
Well, this isn't exactly the case to end all cases, but I was amused by the article.
Okay.
Washington Post. Supreme Court yesterday cautiously confronted for the first time the issue of global warming. Hearing a challenge to the Bush administration's refusal to regulate emissions of greenhouse gases in new vehicles. Yes, that's right. The Bush administration's responsible for doing this. 12 states, led by Massachusetts, joined by the District of Columbia, are objecting to the Environmental Protection Agency's decision to decline to issue emission standards for new cars and trucks. They and the environmental organizations that support them say that standards should be the first step in a broader effort to reduce carbon dioxide and other gases that are harming the atmosphere and leading to global warming and rising sea levels.
Allegedly.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
But they faced a court sometimes skeptical about whether the remedy that they seek would make much difference in the long run and whether they can even show that they are facing the kind of imminent harm that is required before they can press their case. I mean, asked Justin Antonin Scalia, when is the predicted cataclysm? Scalia was one of several justices to remark on the lack of scientific expertise during an hour of questioning that touched on whether the states have a standing to challenge the EPA's refusal. Hold on just a second. The environmental agencies, I mean, this is the Supreme Court. This is the big one. This is the world series of whether or not, they have any standing to talk about global warming and regulation. If they didn't bring in their best scientific minds...
The A-game, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on here? The Do they not have any information, or are they not stepping up to the plate and playing like it's big time? I don't understand. The Supreme Court is commenting on the lack of scientific expertise during an hour of questioning that touched on whether the states have a standing to challenge. Now, this may not be, I guess this is a precursor to the big game, but hey, don't pull any stops out. It's still the Supreme Court. These
sure.
nine people still make the decision. The level of evidence providing the existence of global warming and its causes, and even whether unilateral action by the United States can reduce greenhouse gases that would hamper negotiations with other countries on the issue. The debate inside the court was echoed outside the chamber. Former Vice President, well, that's, I don't care what they had to say, but suffice to say that Al Gore, Barbara Boxer, and every other politician that could dance around in front of a camera, it certainly did so.
Okay.
This is what floored me. I couldn't believe that particular that paragraph that said that the judges were surprised by the lack of scientific evidence that they were bringing in. Can you see that? I mean, I read article after article every day. The world is on fire. We're all going to die. Rivets are being popped on Mother Earth. There's species going extinct everywhere.
And they're usually scientists that'll make claims.
I don't understand.
I don't expect the Supreme Court to really be able to analyze scientific theory
Expect you to bring your scientist in there that's going to be able to present this in a manner that's succinct and clear for the Supreme Court justices to be
right.
able to digest. I don't I don't get it.
Maybe he was too busy playing golf or something.
The one
like
scientist? I mean, it's supposed to be every scientist. I don't know. Troposphere, whatever, I told you before, I'm not a scientist, Scalia said in laughter. That's why I don't want to have to deal with global warming, to tell you the truth. It's obvious that he didn't find it very important. I don't know. Mikey, this is one of the attorneys that's here. Milky had already said the court need not pass judgment on the science of climate change to find that the EPA did not do its job when deciding not to regulate new vision vehicle emissions. The case started in 1999 when an environmental group, the International Center for Technology Assessment, and others petitioned the EPA to set greenhouse gas emission standards for new vehicles. And then the EPA didn't do what they were supposed to do, supposedly. I don't know. I don't want the EPA setting.
Yeah, I wish the EPA would just go away.
Quite honestly, but it should be interesting to see how this comes down.
Not because I want to pollute the world or that I want dirty water to drink or dirty air to breathe. I don't. I want to breathe clean air and I want clean water to drink. It's just that I don't think the government is the agency that's going to provide those things. I don't trust the government to do anything right.
Yeah.
And it amazes me that people still believe that if they just get the right people in office, they'll be able to save the world. And I just don't think that... I'm not an environmental expert, but I've certainly seen a few things here and there. And there's Bjorn Lomborg, who sort of switched sides. I don't know if you've heard of this guy. He wrote the book contradicting a lot of the claims that some of these environmentalists have been making for the longest time. He was somebody who was drinking the Kool-Aid with them, and then he decided, you know what, maybe I shouldn't just take these guys' word for it. I'll go out and do my own research. He did, and he published a book called The Skeptical Environmentalist, where he essentially came out and said, yes, I think that the global warming is an issue, but I don't think necessarily that we need to be so crazy about this.
Yeah.
Was basically what he said.
In this particular case, they're basically going to have to prove global warming in a court of law, because in order for the EPA to have harmed anyone, the ozones have to be depleted or whatever's mm-hmm. The globe has to be warming in order for harm to have been caused. Okay,
and I don't even know if that's harmful.
Well,
why is that so bad?
They have to prove first off that in fact it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have to prove that this is what's so fun about this case, that somehow man is responsible for it. That
that's a hell of a burden of proof.
Well, I'm not done. that the responsibility somehow was exacerbated by the EPA not putting these regulations in place. It's
good luck.
I can't imagine it got as far as it did.
1-800-259-9231. Here, only moments remain in Atlanta to switch gears.
Next year, Justin Holloway's class schedule look more like an action movie plot than an academic pursuit. The Savannah State University sophomore will study international terrorism, disaster planning, criminology, social psychology, and Arabic. Holloway plans to be among the first to enroll in the college's new degree program in Homeland Security. Yes, preparing the next generation of jackboots at your local college.
Great.
It's the first of its kind in Georgia. The program's among a growing number of Homeland Security majors across the country as schools try to meet a rising demand for workers trained in a variety of national defense areas. So far, the graduates are finding themselves attractive to government agencies, defense contractors, and private companies. They do everything from creating emergency management plans to designing gas masks. Some programs focus on terrorism and man-made threats, while other colleges, like Savannah State, also train students to help with major natural disasters in the wake of Hurricane Katrina's decimation of the Gulf Coast, said the 19-year-old student from LaGrange, Georgia, quote, "After the Katrina situation, I didn't like the way FEMA handled it. Maybe I was like, maybe I can make a difference." And I can tell you, sir...
Please don't go make a difference.
No, no. I can tell you, Justin, you won't. It doesn't matter if you have the best of intentions and you happen to get this little Homeland Security degree and you get hired by FEMA and let's say you work your way up the ranks and become a high-level bureaucrat.
Yeah.
By that time, you will be so cynical and jaded against the entire bureaucracy and the system that you work for that you'll come to understand that it's impossible for you to make any significant changes to make FEMA a working organization. See, at 19, you could have understood, you could have been taught by this point that bureaucracies are inefficient, slow-moving, and stupid. But they don't teach those things in schools. Why? Well, because government schools are bureaucracies. Why would they attack themselves?
I think most people understand that bureaucracies are that. They just don't call them bureaucracies.
I don't know if most 19-year-olds really even know what bureaucracies are.
I think bureaucracy is synonymous with slow-moving...
I think you're 36 and I'm 26 and we've been paying a lot more attention than your average 19-year-old has.
Okay. I just think the term, that's what it means.
I think he's in for a surprise. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you?